USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Debate season underway with last night's beginning of a two-night debate event in Miami. 10 Democrats were on the stage last night, including Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and Beto O'Rourke.
Donald Trump wants us to fight him on his turf and his terms. We will beat him. I will beat him by calling this country to a sense of common purpose again.
And we need to make structural change in our government, in our economy, and in our country.
This economy has got to work for everyone. And right now, we know that it isn't.
10 more of the Democratic hopefuls will be on that stage tonight. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are not taking part in these debates. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is to be arraigned on fraud charges today in New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids they form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Another New York City police officer has taken his own life. This brings the number of NYPD suicides to 4 just this month. Today is National HIV Testing Day, and public health officials are encouraging people at risk of contracting that virus that can cause AIDS to get tested. Dr. Laura Chevers with the Department of Health and Human Services.
People who are living with HIV, if they get tested and get onto effective care and treatment, they can live a near normal lifespan. For people who don't get tested, they can become quite sick with HIV and end up even dying before they get properly diagnosed.
Final economic figures concerning the nation's economy during the first quarter of the year have just been released by the Commerce Department, showing the gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 3.1% in the first 3 months of the year. That's up from 2.2% in the last quarter of last year. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The search continues for a 23-year-old woman who came back from California to Salt Lake City over a week ago, got into a Lyft, got dropped off at a Salt Lake City park, and hasn't been seen or heard from since. Assistant Police Chief Tim Dowd says they're still working as hard as they can to find her.
Obviously, we are treating this with a high degree of care and caution, as it is an open case. And given the nature of this case, we just don't want to make any mistakes.
Dowd says they don't have any persons of interest or suspects at this time in the case of missing Mackenzie Lewick. Two sheriff's deputies who responded to the Parkland, Florida high school shooting have been fired for neglect of duty. An investigation of the police response to the deadly shooting showing that the Broward County deputies Edward Eason and Joshua Stambaugh failed to meet sheriff's office's standards, the mass shooting claiming the lives of 17 people. Three major tech companies are teaming up to fight high tariffs on video game consoles. Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony sending a letter to the Trump administration yesterday warning that a proposed 25% tariff increase on Chinese imports would cost Americans an additional $840 million. The firms say 96% of all video game systems were made in China over the past year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.